Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your spiritual kickoff, and I hope you are ready. All right. Now, we're going to be in Proverbs this week, okay? Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to be looking at verses 7 and 8, okay? 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil, okay? This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Now, love Proverbs. Again, I read Proverbs every day. Guys, if you've listened to The Line Within Us, you know that. Whatever day of the week is, rather, whatever date of the month it is, that's what you read. So if it's the third day of the month, read Proverbs 3. If it's the fifth day of the month, read Proverbs 5. You get it, right? So first of all, where is Proverbs? Okay. Kind of go to the middle of your Bible and you'll find Psalms. Flip over one book. Okay. And then you'll get right to Proverbs. Okay. And there's 31 chapters of Proverbs. So we break this down. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes, okay? That exposes the sin of thinking too highly of ourselves, okay? And when we can compare the first half of this verse to the second half of this verse, being wise in our own eyes is what? Considered evil. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the pride of life here, guys. The pride of life. That's one of the big three. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, okay? This really talks to that directly right here. Now, let's think about what happens when we get it right, though. Okay, when we get it right, fear the Lord and shun evil. Now, when I went back and looking at shun to see what actually the word shun means, I did the old G to G, right? What does shun mean? Go to Google. Shun means persistently avoid, ignore, or reject. So just think about that chick in high school who was way out of your league, right? I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. But just gotta have a reference point. Seriously, this is the mindset that God demands, right? We have to get it out, and we just have to avoid it, reject it. Okay, we need to fear Him and shun evil. Okay, and then look at the blessing He promises. Okay, we have to look at it and see what He says. This will bring health to your bone and nourishment to your bodies. So don't misunderstand the Bible here. Be careful with this. Okay. It's not suggesting that the fear of God is the cure for cancer or the fountain of youth, okay? That's not what we're saying. We need to understand a couple of things. God is suggesting that if by the fear of Him, there's going to be physical benefit, okay? Because after all, why wouldn't living with a constant consciousness of the Creator bring you some level of tangible blessings from Him, okay? So again, much more can be said about the topic of health and physical prosperity, but don't disregard the biblical connection between holiness and healthiness. Okay. Those two do connect. we just have to make sure we're not elevating the importance of our appearance to an unhealthy level, guys. Because I get it, man. It's so easy to worship the mirror, okay? And sometimes worshiping the mirror can outweigh the Lord. We have to be careful here because that's not what we're talking about. When he talks about health to your body, nourishment to your bones, that's not talking about worshiping the mirror. It's not about you, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you have to remember, you got a couple of things working against you. The alarm clock, for one, and gravity. Now, you can run away from it. I get it. You can run away from all these things. And if you have a little money, you can make these things, you know, kind of delay for a while. But the alarm clock and gravity are working against you. And it's the resistance is futile. It's your body's going to fail you, okay? I'm not telling you don't take your health seriously. Don't hear that at all. What I am saying is get your priorities right, okay? And when you do get your priorities right, God's going to bless it. Look what he says. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Shun evil. This will bring health to your body, nourishment to your bones. But you have to do the first part first. You can't do the second part first. You can't just want health to your body and nourishment to your bones without not being wise in your own eyes and without fearing the Lord and shunning evil, right? It all goes together, guys. So we make sure we get this right. And what I want you to think about, I mean, this is going to be a pretty short spiritual kickoff because I think, guys, this is a pretty simple message that we need to be able to apply. So here's the simple message that I want you to apply moving forward. Don't let the mirror on the wall have more influence in your life than the eye of God. And we'll say that again. You may want to write this down. Don't let the mirror on the wall have more influence in your life than the eye of God. Guys, it is way too easy, particularly in the world we live in, to care so much about what that mirror looks like, right? What other people see, right? I get it. You know, we live in a world, particularly the world of social media, has elevated what? Nothing but the best of the best. You see everybody at their absolute best, perfect, nothing's wrong. Everybody's happy on vacation. Everybody's got these wonderful things happening. And you completely don't see the rest of the story. Understand, everybody is dealing with something. We all have our struggles. I have my struggles. You have yours. And we just need to make sure we get these priorities right. So that mirror on the wall, yeah, that's going to give us that reflection, right? Just make sure it's not God, he should have a whole lot more influence on your life than that mirror. So guys, I really want you to think about that. Go back to this proverb, unpack it a little bit more and read it, highlight it in your Bible. A lot of people go back to the verses before that, but actually look at these two verses. I think these two verses are really impactful. They really give us a lot of insight, and there's a way to apply these to our life. And again, to align within us. What are we about? Simplifying and applying God's word. So I pray that helps you there, guys. Now, the question I want you to think about this week, how would it look to move from pain to purpose in your life? Because guys, you can get stuck in the pain cycle, and I get it. It's tough. The trials of life are going to come. You're either in a trial, coming out of one, or getting ready to go into one. That's the three areas. But look, we can't get stuck in that pain cycle. A lot of times, we need brothers around us to help pull us out. Okay? So guys, I really want you to think about that. Now, on the spiritual kickoffs, we're going to take an opportunity every week, once a week, to make sure that you as a listener understand the power of the gospel. Okay? Now, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior and you are listening to the Lion Within Us, you are here for a reason. If you've made it this point into this spiritual kickoff, you are here for a reason. And here's the reason. You are a sinner in need of a Savior. That is it. You are not a mistake or in need of a life coach. You are a wretched sinner in need of a Savior. Guess what? I am too. We all are, and we all fall short of the glory of God. And there's no way, there's nothing we can do here on earth to close that gap, to be good in God's eyes. There's only one way. Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is it. There is no other name that has been given among men by which we must be saved. He is it. Guys, you have to make the decision. Because you get a choice. You can either choose to do it your way or do it God's way. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to bow your knee. You have to answer to him. And you're going to either say that, you know, you accepted him, that you served him, or you didn't. And he's going to say, I never knew you. And at that point, you'll be separated from him forever. And guys, that's just the truth of the gospel. So if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal savior, if you have any questions, today's your day. You have to start by admitting that you're a sinner. You need to understand that you are a wretched sinner. Then you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is. And then you need to confess him as Lord. He needs to be Lord of your life. Jesus, I can't do this. I am broken. Right where I'm at, I can't fix where I'm at to get to you. I just need you to take me where I'm at, and he's going to take you. I accept you as Lord over my life, and then you walk with him. And if you just did that, and you just prayed that prayer, I need you to do one thing. Email us at support@thelionwithin.us. And here's why. You're going to need some support. You're going to need some resources. You're going to need someone to come alongside to put their arm around you and give you a pep talk, because Satan is going to come after you. It's the way it is. But you know what? We can be victorious. There's armor we can put on. There are tools we have to fight. We're going to help you understand what those tools are. We're going to help you get connected, meet some people, maybe meet a church. We're going to do whatever we can to come alongside of you to help you in your journey. So excited to have you in the brotherhood. So welcome. Now that you're on fire, you just had the Holy Spirit come within. Now you have the lion within right now. So guys, I pray this spiritual kickoff serves you well. I pray this gives you that little boost you needed to get going. This is so much better than a Starbucks coffee to get you going on early in your week. So thank you for taking the time. Share this one out with others. Come back on Wednesday. I'm telling you guys that the episode on Wednesday is going to be epic. Here's why. We're going to be talking Christian hip hop and Christian movies directly with the guy who's in that world. That's right. We got a Christian hip hop artist as well as a movie producer. This guy's done it all. He's done some amazing things for the Lord. So excited. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to come back on Wednesday. Check this episode out. It's going to be a fun meet episode. We're going to till a lot of ground at the Lion Within Us that we've never tilled before. It's going to be exciting. Guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be a conversation that you don't want to miss. It's going to be some fun too. You may even get some Christian hip hop in the Lion Within Us episode itself. There you go. So if you've never had any Christian hip-hop music, if you've never listened to that, come on back on Wednesday. We're going to give you a good taste. All right, guys, check us out on Facebook, Instagram. Give us a rating. Write a review. That's something simple that you can do. Go to thelionwithin.us. Connect with us there, guys. We have the new Lion Within Us community. If you're not part of the community, you are missing an opportunity. Guys, this thing is growing. We have lion lunches. We have Bible studies. We have events. We have courses. We have topics that you can get a lot of feedback from, guys. We are building it to serve you. Don't just be a consumer. Jump off the bench and get into the game. So go to thelionwithin.us and join our network right now. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible. Some fun stuff happening there, and you don't want to miss it. I'll see you next year I'll see you on the next episode here, guys, of The Lion Within Us. Looking forward to serving you. Praying that you guys have a great week. Get out. Unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.